Hello, everybody, and welcome to On the Tee with Dr. P, where we talk golf, but with an academic twist. Does it ever feel like golf is a drag? Can we ever stop fighting about who's the greatest of all time or quit having the debate over which rule needs to go? This time, we're going to talk about what's right with the game of golf. We're also going to talk about the sometimes forgotten life lesson golf gives us. Class is in session. I decided that we're going to take a slight break from the full academic angle this time. We are at my university, we're getting ready to wrap up the semester and everybody's exhausted. So maybe this is a good time to take a back seat just a little bit and focus on another angle. This pod's sort of going to be a mini version this time. But to do this, I'm going to need to start with a story. Picture this. All I ever heard was the crash. I heard the clanging of the metal and a very big, heavy thud as my bag hit the ground after having a short flight in the air. My heart sank for a moment when I thought that Max was dead. But let me explain. Max is the name of my motorized caddy. It has that name because Max is the model of this particular caddy and it's painted on the side. The caddy itself is red and the word Max is painted, you know, in big letters. So that's why I named it Max. And Max and I have been through just about everything. It's been around for a few years with me and we have both seen a little bit of everything. We've seen pouring rain. We've seen oppressive heat. Max has watched me hit some perfect drives, but it also has watched me miss extremely easy putts. Max just stands there on the side of the green, ready to go whenever I press the key on the remote, which controls it. So when I heard the crash, I thought Max was a goner, totally gone. I was on the eighth hole of my course. When you walk up towards the green, walkers can place their bag or motorized caddy or their caddy to the left side of the hole, and that's at the ninth tee box. So as I normally do, I retrieved my putter from Max, and I started walking toward the eighth green. Now, using my remote, I always send Max towards the ninth tee, so that way it's waiting on me when I'm done with the eighth hole. Well, on both sides of the ninth tee box are trees, and they aren't just little baby trees. They are big, majestic pine trees that we have here in Tennessee. They are great for shade from the summer sun, and they're a welcome respite when the little rain starts to fall. You can run under those trees. And as usual, I watch Max head towards the tee box, and I always stop Max when it gets close to that tee box. It's a good place for it to rest while I finish number eight. Well, apparently the remote and Max lost connection. As I pointed the remote to stop Max, I saw Max keep going fast, and it was right at the tree. I quickly turned and I started walking quickly to try to make the remote connect with Max, but nothing happened, no connection. So then I started running, and nothing is more interesting than when you have to run fast in golf shoes. I don't know if you've ever tried this before, but it's not particularly easy. When I saw the remote was not going to stop Max, I just stopped and I closed my eyes. I couldn't watch. My Max was heading to a certain demise, and I just couldn't stand to see it. So as I said, I closed my eyes, and that's when I heard the crash, that the tree and Max had collided hard. As I looked up, I saw Max on its side and my bag a few feet away with my clubs strewn about. It was ugly. It, I have to say, it was ugly, and I was horrified. I didn't know what to do. I was sad. I just thought Max was dead. How am I going to go on without Max? And I was visibly upset over this. It was serious at the time. Then I heard a little giggle, and the giggle got louder and more hysterical, and it wasn't stopping. So I turned around and there stood my mother laughing. And laughing as hard as she could. And I mean, bent over with hands on the knees laughing, like the kind that you, where you can't really catch your breath, kind of laughing. And I said, or I demanded, I guess, what's so funny? I questioned my mom. Max has had this horrible accident, and what am I going to do? I'm not going to be able to walk. This is going to cost thousands of dollars. What am I going to do? Well, when she finally caught a breath, she said, you should have seen yourself running after Max. I've never seen anything like it. The chase was hilarious, and I really, really, really wish I had a picture or a video of this. So it took me a moment, but imagining that picture was kind of amusing. I'm sure it was funny. And before I knew it, I was laughing too. So just so you know, though, Max actually did survive. It really did. It has a few new creaks and cracks as it rolls, but hey, don't we all? And I was able to put Max back up on its how it's supposed to be, gathered my clubs, put everything back in order, and it took it a few minutes to revive itself, but it did, and Max was able to slowly roll back to the clubhouse. But golf can make us mad, and I mean really, really mad. At least most of us have at some point gotten mad, really mad. And I'm sure a few of us, not anybody here, I'm sure, but a few of us have tossed or thrown a club or two, or proclaim we will never come back after a super bad round, or we've tried to fix bad habits by watching hours of YouTube video instruction only to go back out there and find out it didn't work a lick. It can border on depressing. But as we know, golf is a life lesson, and it isn't always what happens to us, but how we react. We've heard over and over that golf is mental. And a lot of us would probably go with saying, yes, a lot of it is. Now, we're seeing a lot of negative stuff these days, right? The news is grim. And we have all kinds of hardship, economic hardship, and psychological hardship with recent events with the virus and et cetera. And so it is grim. It's so much has changed around us. Even scrolling through social media can be exhausting. Even when you try to get on social media and find something happy fun, you may well find some. But you can even find fighting within the golf Twitter. And it can even leave us frustrated and mad. But as I said, there's another life lesson we can take from golf. There is certainly the patience, the civility, all of those things. But the life lesson we can also take from golf is humor. I'm sure that you can think of several, many maybe, funny stories and humorous things which have happened to you on the golf course. Maybe it wasn't funny at the time, like Max, when I thought it was completely over. I was very mad. Or maybe it was funny. And I bet a lot of us have the dart to the clubhouse when it starts pouring rain story. Almost everybody has that one. Or I can think about, how about the time, I just remembered this one, that I hit the ball into a bunker on number 18 of my course. It was on the right bunker. Now, this is something I rarely do, I promise. I just don't hit it in that bunker very often, if ever. But I happened to do this right after a monster rainstorm. We had a significant amount of rain, and pretty much many of the bunkers on our course were flooded. And I don't mean a little bit of water, I mean a lot of water. And I had just happened to hit this ball into the right bunker on 18. And when I did it, I just, you know, you give it the, oh no, I cannot believe I just did that. Not now, but okay, so I'm gonna go over there and get this ball. Well, Mom has a picture of me in the waterlogged sand trap. The water was up to my knees. It was very close. And I was fishing for that ball because I refused to leave it there. I knew it was in there, and I wasn't leaving until I got it. And I fished for that thing just it forever for a long, long time, and I never found it. And it was so maddening because I knew it was in there. By the way, I had to come back the next day to get it. I came back. I wasn't going to play the next day, but I came back the next day and I got the ball. I was so mad over it. And just think about how ludicrous that is. But I go back and I look at this picture and I just laugh and laugh about it. You know, or that I've changed three putters. Have you ever done this? That you've changed three putters in the three times in the last month because you get so mad at putting. You know, you can go into complete crazed mode over it, that you three putt so many times and you just can't take anymore and you take it out on the putter. It's just crazy. I know how mad you can get, but you gotta laugh at this kind of stuff. Here's the one academic twist I'll throw in here, that studies show us over and over laughter helps. I'm sure you've probably heard that. It gets us through really tough times. It gets us through heartbreak. It's even shown to boost positive chemicals in our brain. So here's the academic stat for you this time. So believe it or not, there's an academic term which helps us understand laughter. And I'm not sure if I'm saying this correctly, but geliotology, geliotology. So that's my East Tennessee accent for you. It's the scientific study of laughter, and it was coined in 1964 by Dr. Edith Traeger and a Dr. W.F. Fry. And one thing that came out of this, they did all kinds of studies, but how about this for some perspective, that they found out that children laugh about 300 times a day. Can you take a guess on how many times adults laugh per day? Well, it's about 17 times. So your kids are laughing 300, you're laughing under 20. So if that tells you anything. You know, golf can bring out the worst in us, but it can bring out the best too. Now, I need to remember that. We all need to remember that, right? But I should remember that the next time I lose a ball on number 10 and refuse to play the hole for weeks. There was one time that on number 10, there's a big bunch of woods on the left. And I lost four balls in a row off the tee box on that hole. And I swear to you, I did not play that hole again for almost, I mean, it was months. It was months and months. I'm sure that Mom would probably confirm that it was close to a year. I would not play off that tee box. I would just go down and put the ball down. I refused. I was being stubborn. And I was so mad that day I lost those four balls. But it's funny now, I have to say. Maybe in a time when things aren't that funny, or you don't really feel much like laughing, golf can be a release. I know it makes us mad, but oh my gosh, how funny is this? Golf brings us a little bit of everything, right? Joy and patience, like I said a minute ago, or sympathy, or even disgust. But sometimes way deep down in there, we can find humor in golf. I hope whether you are playing right now or not, that you can find that part of golf which can make you laugh. Golf, if you think about it, is fairly funny just in its own nature. I mean, we get out there with our sticks and we hit a little white or yellow ball until it finally goes into this tiny little cup, and it's just kind of crazy in its own nature. Just the essence and the core of golf is a little silly, but we love it. We love it. Again, maybe the world isn't funny right now. You know, we're here in East Tennessee. We actually are having probably one of the most beautiful springtimes I can remember in years. It has thankfully not gotten 90 degrees quickly. It's been beautiful. The flowers are out and the trees are budding. It's fantastic. And the birds are enjoying it, everything. It's wonderful. But I hope that you will be able to, wherever you are, take this type of perspective of what is out there and how humor can be a very good medicine right now for all of us. And I hope that you'll take time to think about your funny golf stories. I'm sure you have a lot. Allow yourself to laugh or to chuckle, snicker, grin, howl, cackle, whatever you want to call it. I wish that you can take a moment to forget the frustrations of the world right now and focus on a more humorous time. The humorous time of whatever you did on the golf course that is famous to this day. And there are even stories, I'm sure, that you have heard that other people have done. I'm pretty sure that everybody at my club knows the famous story of on number 9, our green sits very close to the swimming pool. And I believe the story, the legend goes, that they were playing a bunch of kids and during the summer were playing a radio extremely loud. And somebody on number 9 missed a putt, did not do well, and just completely snapped, went to the pool, got the radio, and threw it into, I believe, the other side of the pool. It'll make you crazy, won't it? But hopefully you can see how legendary stories like this, or ones that you have, that you can see that golf makes our lives better. It makes it better through the laughter and the humor that it gives us. Well, folks, that's our class time for today. I've enjoyed spending these few humorous moments with you and our beloved game that we all love, at least most of the time anyway. Be safe, be well, and be happy. Please access TalkingGolf, TalkingGolf.com for more golf-related podcasts. I guarantee you there's a few funny ones in there, so you'll enjoy that. No doubt you'll find a few pods you will appreciate. Email me anytime at onthetwithdrp@gmail.com, and you can find me on Twitter at DrKelly04. See you next time on the Tee with Dr. P. Have a good laugh, and remember, always go for the flag.